talking with Bob Jackman from LaValle Middleton Building Supply, your project solutions headquarters, and it's time, I guess, to think about the great outdoors and, more importantly, getting down there in the dirt and doing what we got to do to make things beautiful in the yard.
That's a great analogy, getting down into the dirt, because that is a lot of what happens in the spring. For one reason or another, we're down in the dirt. Now, I got to tell you, last week I watched our 7-year-old grandson play outside all day wearing shorts and a tank top.
Wow, it was a little chilly, though, wasn't it?
Actually, it was pretty good. It was 60 degrees.
Oh,
he had a ball, but it was a week after a snowstorm that dropped 15 inches of snow on us.
Yes, I know.
So, you know, we don't know what we're going to get for weather, but ask anybody that lives on a dirt road, and they will tell you that the frost is coming out of the ground big time.
Mm-hmm.
And that means it's time to start thinking about the outdoors and our outdoor living spaces. You know, last week we talked about Tiny Home on Steroids, the solo series.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And when you think about it, we're a lot happier, even in New England, when we can get outside and enjoy our outdoor living spaces.
That's right.
Whether that's a deck, a patio, a fire pit with a bunch of chairs around it. I have a son who he and his wife and family all winter. They have a fire pit in the front yard, and they have one of these propane heater things that looks like a big umbrella.
Oh, yeah, right. They have it at the taco places, yeah.
Yeah, and as soon as it's a sunny day, they'll sit out there around the fire and talk and chat, and they have a pellet stove cooker, and so they'll cook meals on that and have dinner out there. But I got to tell you, when your thoughts turn to outdoor living, you got to think about what do you need and where can you get it.
That's important, yeah.
Yeah, so if you're starting to talk about in-ground projects, please understand that we sell drainage pipe, landscape fabric, culverts 20 feet long, up to 30 inches in diameter, cement piers, which get buried so you can build a deck on them so they get down below frost line. And if you don't want to do that, we have a thing called a deck support, which is designed to take a 4x4 post, and it just sits on the ground. Please understand that your deck that you put on top of that will move around with the frost.
Mm-hmm.
So either you don't hook it to the house or you deal with it as it moves. Either way, it works. We have lawn drains. We have all kinds of different things that you're going to need to get into the ground. Now, the next step, of course, is let's on the ground.
Right.
You know, and that deck support kind of leads you right into that group. Yeah, we have a selection of patio blocks. We have grass seed, straw, burlap mat, marble chips, pine shavings, mulch, topsoil, potting soil, fertilizer, farm stakes. All kinds of those things, things that you might not think of us for.
Right.
But we got them. And, you know, we're always saying, be an educated consumer. Come on in and ask the question that you need answered. Now, once you get above the ground, we have everything you need for basically any kind of deck you want to build. Some of the more elaborate decks that we have supplied are done with metal frameworks.
Wow.
Yeah. And that is the type thing, when you get large enough, that does make an awful lot of sense.
I would imagine so. I mean, the metal is, it's going to be, for one thing, it's going to be sturdy.
Oh, it's definitely going to be sturdy. You're not going to have a problem with it falling down. And when you build these things, they get designed by the company that supplies the material.
Mm.
So they tell you how to put it together. We have decking in wood, of course, as always, and all the new composite decking. And I got to tell you, I've been out of the retail end of it for a few years now. I can't even begin to keep up with the product changes.
The composite materials have been, you know, they've been coming along a lot in the last 10, 15 years. And I'm amazed at what the options are when I go to look just to consider replacing the boards I have, and that's what I wind up doing. But, you know, it's amazing what's available out there and what you can choose from, and more importantly, how it looks.
Yes. And now we've got several customers right at this point in time that are looking at having to replace their deck. Well, upon examination, you find that all of the framework has been built with pressure-treated lumber and is in perfect condition, but the decking was just kiln-dried lumber that's either been stained or painted or ignored.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, and it's just falling apart. Now, those are the types of decks. If somebody says to you that they're falling through their deck, you know, they ran a snowblower across it and one of the wheels went through.
Oops.
Yeah, that's the kiln-dried lumber.
Yeah.
So you can replace, and we've recommended to several of these customers, you can replace just the decking.
Right.
And that cuts down on the project cost hugely. And remember that our focus is to make sure your project succeeds. You know, we talked about the lowest price last week. The lowest price is not always the best value.
No. You got to consider everything in the.
Yep. Now, you take someone who wants to live in a house for the next 20 years, and they're looking at replacing just the decking on their deck. Composite decking, although much more expensive than the wood, makes all kinds of sense. And as soon as somebody tells you that a composite decking is zero maintenance, slap them.
Nothing is zero maintenance.
Exactly. You know, it is very, very low maintenance, but does require that you do a few things to it. But at any rate, we've got them, and we got all kinds of them. And now what we're finding is that the railings that used to be kind of ignored by these composite companies have all been addressed.
Wow.
So you might have 15 or 20 different kinds of railings that are available, and a lot of them are right from these people. When you get over near the coast, everybody is using vinyl railings. And vinyl, and either vinyl balusters or metal balusters. They want to be able to look through them and see the ocean.
Sure.
And the people that are really adamant about that are using cable rail systems, which we have a couple of those. Again, we can supply you with anything, and we've talked before about the fasteners that hold it all together.
That's the important thing.
Well, let's pay real close attention to that, because we don't have a metal frame deck that's all welded and screwed together. Mm. We don't want to forget that you need stairs.
Yes.
Coming down off your
deck. Very important.
And a lot of the guys that are out there doing decks, let's be honest, those decks get done, a lot of the smaller ones, by someone who's moonlighting, who's doing work on the side, who's a contractor,
right.
Works for a contractor, and he's just doing this deck for cash money.
Right.
And that's fine. Those guys sometimes have a hard time cutting the stair stringers.
Because they're a challenge, yeah.
Oh, they definitely are a challenge. I'm a math guy, and when we built a spec house once, I gave the contractor the mathematical answer to the stair stringers because he couldn't figure it out. And he cut it exactly to my specifications, and it fell right through the hole.
Oh.
Yeah, I forgot to add the fact that it was going to, after at the bottom, was going to need to land on the deck system.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah. Needless to say, that didn't work out 100%. We Mickey Moused it and made it work, and it worked out perfectly because the math was done right.
Well, that's it. But you bring up an interesting point, and I'm sure Lavallee's has a very fast, convenient solution to that, don't they?
We do. You give us the measurements. You give us the total height. You give us the total length, the run that you have, and we'll tell you whether or not it works legally. And then we can pre-cut that stringer for you, and we can make it out of whatever you want. You want pressure-treated, which I would advise against. I would go with one of these laminated products and let them cut them out of that. And those things, you just don't look back. Mm-hmm. You know, you do it once and do it right. That is one place you don't want to skimp.
No.
You know, if you're looking for privacy, we have all kinds of different fences in stock. Things that you want for your yard, we've got them. And again, the two important things are you need to ask the question that you need answered. And everybody, please stay safe out there.
Thanks.
Thank you.